Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200. Now, it's time for Need to Know Basis.
All right, welcome back to the drive. Lever Sage, AJ Jackie back, Matt Conisvita. Before our next guest joins us, a quick need to know. You need to know that two more games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Carolina hosting the New York Rangers in game two. Carolina leads 1-0. And the Calgary Flames host the Edmonton Oilers. Game two in Calgary. It is a 10:30 Eastern start. Yeah, I know. We're all, Matt Scooby, we're all crushed by that. But in Calgary, Brady Tkachuk is not crushed because he's living the life, supporting his brother, and he's going to be doing so with the support of Budweiser. Way to go, Brady. 2-1. The Dauphin Kings lead the Ottawa Junior Senators, the first game at the Centennial Cup for them in the third period, so they'll have to make a comeback. Dallas is in Golden State tonight in the NBA playoffs, and Justin Thomas leads the PGA Championship. He is at 6 under par, one ahead of Will Zalatoris, and Rory McIlroy is 2 back at 4 under par. And there's a lot of other things to get to, but Matt Scooby's here, and we don't want to make him wait any longer. Mr. Scooby.
Oh, it's all good.
How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. My voice has seen better days, but other than that, I'm great. Friday.
Beautiful Friday.
Exactly like me. The listeners had to put up with basically this for like a week.
It just kind of like, you know, I was a little bit under the weather last weekend, but it's been fine, and then all of a sudden, today, I don't have a voice. So we're going to power through just for one day and long weekend to rest after that.
What are the big plans for the long weekend?
We were going to go to the cottage, but the boys have been sick. That's where the sickness came from. They started in a new daycare last week in the big center. So that's the sickness. So we're probably just going to lay low. Haven't checked out Tulip Festival yet, so we'll probably plan to do that probably tomorrow morning before it rains. Other than that, not a lot of plans. Nope. Going to just enjoy as much as we can. And
seems like this is the story every week. Kids are at a new daycare. They're getting sick again.
Just like,
Scooby's back at home looking after them. Yeah. Like,
so we sent them all week.
But so what's the weather forecast for the weekend? What are we looking at?
Tomorrow's still really hot and muggy, but thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. So it looks like, or at least rain and possible thunderstorms after we get some tonight likely too. Rain coming for Sunday. As well, Monday looks like your best day of the long weekend. So that's a quick recap.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like in, where is it, guys? Like Montreal, Portland, Maine. That's where we're all going to be. So
well, I figure Montreal is bigger... very similar to here.
Likely. Yeah, likely. Oh. So you're hot and muggy tomorrow. And then, you know, depending on what you're doing, doesn't look great for tomorrow night, though. Tomorrow night.
Scooby.
Yeah.
Getting married next week, then going on a honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
On my honeymoon, we're road tripping out to Halifax by way of Vermont and Portland, Maine.
That'll be lovely.
Now, we've had this plan for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who shall remain nameless just made plans to go to, guess where, Portland, Maine.
At the same time?
No, a week ahead.
We could only have hoped for that to have happened.
That would have been glorious.
But, is this onside or offside?
Oh, I didn't know. I had no idea.
You're already defending yourself before there's even anything.
Well, because I can't believe he's asking this question. I literally had no idea where his honeymoon was. And I can tell you, we had plans to go somewhere else. And
I don't.
It got nixed at the last second. So we're like, let's just go out to Maine.
If you're going to Montreal, like, it's not like I'm going to change my plan. It's a pretty big city.
Well, I'm hoping to take advantage because Lee can scope out the best spots. Maybe tell me which spots to avoid.
I'm actually a little bit jealous because if I had gone after you, you would have done the same.
100%.
Right.
So why am I being asked if it's offside if you're on board with
this? No, we're just asking what the weather's like.
I just wanted to know.
I've already given you a pretty good spot there.
Yes, you have.
I think. I mean.
Going to North Conway, New Hampshire, and then into Portland, Maine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maine is beautiful.
DeMillo's
never
on
been.
The water.
Never been?
Never been.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Anyone that's ever been to Portland, Maine, DeMillo's on the water, a little seafood, great view. It's a good spot.
Okay. Matt could use some advice.
There you go. There's my Portland, Maine advice.
He's been asking for advice on text about his wedding next week, and I'm asking for Matt and myself about, you know, Portland, Maine, and other spots in Maine.
So you're the, like, obviously the two of us can't give him wedding advice. So, like, what can you?
He's not lying.
Provide here. No.
No, I know. Yeah. What can I? My best marital advice?
Well, or well, just it's for, wedding
or
day
for the
wedding,
wedding day.
You gotta take
whatever
your,
you got.
You got to take a couple moments just to kind of soak it all in, right? It's hard with everything happening to step away and kind of just be outside the box. But I made sure that I did it with my wife on our wedding day when, you know, there's 170 people. I guess it was 160 people.
Jeez.
For our reception.
Yeah, you know, not big not bucks, that many
bucks. Big bucks downstairs at CTV for 160 people at your wedding.
It was... Oh. Listen, if I could, I love my wife, but if I could go back and redo it, it'd be like, you know, family only thing and then throw a big party afterwards.
Right.
But not that I'm saying I didn't have a fantastic wedding because we were in Antigonish.
Matt, we're just talking.
All you stiffs that were at Matt Scooby's wedding, you weren't really wanted there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're just talking the four of us. Nobody else is listening.
No one else is listening. But like, and again, we had a fantastic party. We were in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, on campus at St. FX. In the building, actually, that the rink is in, which was great. The event center that was up there was fantastic.
Did you get pizza from the wheel for the late night?
What do you think?
Of course.
Of course. Absolutely. That was our midnight snack, and it was fantastic.
I would
had
think
a great
so.
East Coast, like, had a great East Coast kitchen party.
Okay, what's
much
the advice,
covered
Matt?
With donair sauce,
what's the
probably.
Advice?
Yeah.
You heathens.
Mm-hmm. The advice is to take a few moments out of the day just with your wife and your new wife to soak it in. And we had we had some time with pictures at the beach and just a couple of moments just to kind of step aside and take it in. And so it's hard to do. It can be overwhelming depending on the size of your wedding and what you're planning to do, but just really important, I think, just to take a couple of moments and just, you know, just tell her to stop and breathe and like look around and like, yeah, we're married.
Awesome.
Just show her after you actually have the ceremony,
the ring.
Yeah. Just show her the ring. Be like, yo, this is real. So
love it.
That's my
was it Jimmy
one.
S. that had similar advice, taking 15 minutes early in the day?
Yeah. Now, what about afterwards?
Afterwards, you'd have a blast. Yeah. You have a few.
No, I didn't mean right after. I meant like a
means
year
for the
or two
marriage
after.
Long term.
Exactly. Oh, long term.
Now we need the hilarious joke advice from Lee.
No.
No.
I have no advice.
Oh, do you really want something else from me?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
And but
not
I
much
you,
changes. You not much changes. You guys have like you have been together for a long time and mm-hmm. lived together for a long time. So
yeah,
you know, not much changes.
Yeah,
no,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Now the other question I have for you,
okay,
that I set up earlier in the show,
mm-hmm.
because Chelsea, we're hoping the ceremony will be able to be outdoors,
right?
But we're set up to do it indoors if the weather is bad. Chelsea has been checking AccuWeather for at least a month.
Well, first of all, there's your first issue is checking AccuWeather.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'll let her know that.
Environment Canada, Weather Network are better options.
That's what I check. But we're getting married on Thursday.
Yeah.
When do I need to, because right now, if I look at the forecast for Thursday, periods of rain, high 19.
Yeah, don't talk, not until Tuesday.
And Tuesday is when I need to start worrying.
Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are confirming some thoughts that I might hold myself, but it's good to have this from a weather expert.
Weather specialist.
A weather specialist, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it, Scoops.
I wouldn't go with expert. I would go with weather specialist.
Is that what
I
it says on TV?
On
the Chiron?
I don't know if it actually that's what shows up or not. But
well, what shows up?
I don't know.
You've never seen it?
I don't pay attention to it. I don't think it doesn't show up for me, I don't think. They don't, you know, they don't, the title doesn't show up for weather for me, I'm pretty
they
sure.
They never super you? These are the TV terms.
They don't super me, I don't think, for weather. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm just not paying attention.
You should get
that
fixed.
I don't. They super me like
Scoops
every,
is when I focused on what he needs to focus on.
When I come on at the top,
not
of
the superfluous stuff.
Yeah, when I come on at 5 o'clock, they put my name on the screen, and that's great. Every Friday too, after the 6 o'clock show, it shows up there with the anchors. So, actually, on Fridays, if you watch at the end of the 6 o'clock show tonight, it actually says Matthew Scooby, like full name. They full name me in the credits.
Oh,
just weird.
Are you in trouble?
I don't. That's what I assume.
Is that how it works?
My full name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan Solomon used to intro me on the update desk every once in a while as Matthew Conisvita.
Yeah. It'd be like,
and I was like, oh, what did I do wrong?
I know.
And sometimes he'd drop a Matthew George, and I was like, oh, no, where's the wooden spoon? I need to hide.
Mom would just put the spoon out. It wasn't
oh,
even,
yeah,
she
they never
the
actually
names.
Use it. It
mom
was a
would
threat.
Just put the spoon on the counter, and you knew not to cross Mom. Yeah.
AJ, just to let you know, too, I didn't know this about Matt Scooby. Huh. Okay. Downstairs waiting to go play pickleball last night.
Sounds like you had a pretty big group there.
There were
two games.
Two games, but that means eight people, which is a good,
okay.
a good crowd.
But
What I don't know where this is going.
No, I know you don't. But that's I didn't realize that like people are out. He's asking, who's your partner? Natalie
Van Roy.
Van Roy.
Yeah.
Newish downstairs.
Yeah, has been with us for a few months.
Yeah. All of a sudden he's asking her, like, what's your weekend like to go out and practice? I'm like, I'm not doing this stuff.
Listen.
We had two
practice sessions beforehand, right?
It's two more than some of us.
Right. Some people chose not to attend.
Okay.
Other people chose to have their own practice sessions with others at pickleball courts, which is I fully recommend. And Natalie had to play her first match without ever having played the sport before. So I just want to give her an opportunity without any pressure or without in the game just to come out and just to kind of hit the ball around.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's all.
That's fair. One practice.
Or he wants to win so bad.
And then she told me she was like having friends over for the weekend, like from out of town. And I was like, well, we're going to interrupt that clearly to have pickleball practice. I was like, no, just kidding.
Fantastic. Matt Scooby? That's it? Yeah,
I think so.
It's like 4:20.
I picked Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy this week.
I can't remember.
Player at PGA Championship.
Did we give you a hard time about the Leafs?
No, I haven't been here since that happened.
You're right, AJ. You know what? I thought he had to go.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, no. We're not done yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So
watching the game,
yeah,
this inevitability that you felt,
that was the word I was about to use. That was the word that I used. Just game seven for a Toronto Maple Leafs fan who's knowing this. It was just inevitable. I watched it happen and it was just like I was over it in about 5 seconds. It was just that.
No,
was
you
it.
Weren't.
Honestly, like that was it. I slept well that night. Didn't think about it. I was like, it happened. It was done. I watched the handshake line, and it was like, okay.
Yeah, but when you do that, like eventually, like if you're gonna be sour later,
right?
You either pay me now or pay me later,
right? That's true.
So either get sour now,
yeah.
Like I wasn't real sour about the Suns losing because like they were down 30 at halftime, and I never switched it back,
right?
Like I didn't feel the need. Like there was overtime playoff games that night, and I'm not gonna switch it back. Oh well, the Suns got it down to 38 now. So I wasn't sour that night, but I can tell you I've had a couple of days where I've been a little bit surly about it since. I know that surprises people. So you
certainly surprises.
You got to get it out of the way.
AJ and surly, those two shouldn't even be together anyways.
Of the way. Otherwise, it's going to come back and haunt you.
It'll
come back.
Do you need a new coach?
Yeah. Maybe.
What? It's yes or no.
No, I haven't. Honestly,
it's not like I ride the fence.
I haven't. I have no answers.
You're so...
I really have not...
Surly only looks out for one guy. Yeah. Surly. Sorry, Surly. Shut up.
That's how I sound today.
But come on, Matt. No. You need a new coach.
I haven't. Honestly, I kid you not. It happened. It's been done. I know they had the newser. I didn't watch the newser. I didn't go back and listen to what Brendan Shanahan and
Sean McKee had to say. He said they're coming back.
The thing with this team, and you know, and I know Rick Bowness did the news today, and people have talked about...
Barry Trotz,
thank you. You know, the group of players is barely going to change, right? So
should it?
Probably.
Like
but
the top,
not,
the
but
top
it's not
four,
going to.
Like Marner or Nylander, should
the
that
thing,
change?
See, you guys are going to get me fired up about this one. I haven't thought about it like all week. I really have not
pay
thought
me
about
now
it or, got upset
or
about
pay
it all
me
week.
Later. You'll think about this from AJ all this, week long.
Did
this,
you see the Toronto Star headline about the presser?
No.
Well, because you didn't watch or listen or read anything about the presser.
No.
This Toronto Star piece, the headline tells you everything you need to know. Leafs brass pats itself on the back for progress despite sixth straight first-round exit.
Right. Nothing that this team does, change a coach, change players, anything else, will reduce ticket sales. There's no impact here for Leafs fans, right? Like, until I believe the fan base actually stops showing up to games.
Matt, that'll never happen.
And that's my point. Until... like they actually send a message that like losing in the first round and you can't get past the first round is not okay because of corporations in this country and everything and how the Leafs are built and MLSC, the powerhouse that they are, there's no incentive to do anything. There's not very much incentive to do anything, right? And these guys can be as sick as they want. And Stamkos, I saw the Stamkos thing where after the game, you have to get past the hump. And all of those players on that team have still not done it. And management has not given them incentive or showed them that, you know what, here's the door, we're trading you or anybody else, that they're going to change it. So, you know, until, I don't know.
Would you trade Nylander or Marner?
Yeah. One or the other. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. One or the other.
That was more definitive than his coach stance.
Yeah.
AJ, do we feel good now about what we've got? I know
Nylander is. I know.
Just want him to get it out. That's all.
No, it's just not there. Like, it's just like, it is what it is. I'm still just like, I told you, how many times did we talk about this in the regular season, right? Auston Matthews scores 60 goals this season. Everything is great. And Tampa is a powerhouse. And you meet them in the playoffs. That's fine. You still have to find a way to win. And they haven't. And it's just not there.
Sens fan, enjoy everything about the last 5 minutes, because that's what all Leaf fans feel like. This inevitability, the exhaustion, they don't want to think about it. It's awesome.
I really have not. I barely thought. This is the most that I've thought or chatted about it all week.
Incredible. Matt Scooby.
I got to ask you, you know what? I got one more question.
He's got a 5 o'clock newscast.
That's okay.
Football. You fired up for football season?
I'm really excited that football is back. It was kind of like, oh, did not like the work stoppage. I understand why it has to happen. But I am fired up about another football season. And I will hopefully be getting out to training camp ahead of preseason opener next week. Ideally. But yeah, football. Football is back, baby. Love me some CFL football, and I'll be there, and I'm fired up.
The GM, Sean Burke, Nate Behar, and Jeremiah Masoli all on the program or on TSN 1200 today.
Fantastic.
Talking about what's coming up.
And that just gets, like, you know, that's one of the signs of summer for me too, right? We talk about that, but like when CFL comes back and training camp begins, it's like, sure, it's been really hot and nice outside. I get it. And it's May long weekend. But when CFL football is back, it's like, yep. Here we go.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, boys.
Have a good weekend.
Power through.
We'll try. We'll see. Whoever tunes in tonight is going to be like, what the heck?
Anyway. No, that's okay. They say that anyway. Matt Scooby, CTV, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Thank you very much. We're back with more of The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lever Sage, AJ Jakubak, Matt Conesvita. Taking some advice for Matt Conesvita. This will be the last 90 minutes he's working until he gets married next Thursday. Farm team's in with, from Matt Scooby, that's soft wedding advice. Get bomb with the boys. That's it. That's all. I don't know how well, Matt, that'll go over, but hey, some advice.
Well, if that's what ends up happening, I've got someone to blame now. Huh? Farm team told me to do it. Sorry.
Doesn't sound like the best excuse.
Yeah, well, what you gonna do? I probably will not be getting bombed with the boys. But I appreciate the advice. Thank you, farm team.
I love that Dennis is in with, once you have kids, marriage totally changes. So get ready for that. Okay. He's not even married yet, Dennis. Okay.
Tell us what you really think, Dennis.
Sean just is in with congrats to you, Matt, and Chelsea. Enjoy your wife's day as it will fly by. Keep doing what you're doing. Happiness and health.
Thank you very much.
That's as sincere a text as we've received in a long time.
Mm.
You're very welcome to text in your advice to Matt Conesvita for the wedding day. Maybe down the line, whatever it is you need. But Matt, we will continue to take this till 6 o'clock. AJ.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the Evander Kane clip. I told you about one. I don't even remember what it's about, right? Everyone's talking about the Lucic one.
Nine goals one.
Yeah. If we don't give up 9 goals, I like our chances.
Evander, you're doing okay in Edmonton, okay? You're doing well.
He's good. You know what? Say what you will. Obviously, he's had some personal problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for the redemption story.
For sure.
You can't tell me as a guy, in terms of loving kind of a villain, right?
Mm-hmm.
A guy that's flashing up 7 fingers before game 7. A guy that's, I mean, one of the most entertaining parts of that game the other night was seeing Evander Kane and Matthew Tkachuk go after each other. And let's be honest, those are two of the most hated guys in the league. We love the brother. Okay. We love the brother here. There's generally no reason here not to love the brother. but he's one of the most hated guys in the league. So seeing two guys that are, without a doubt, amongst the most hated guys in the league on the short list go at each other like that in the box, I found highly entertaining. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one.
No, it was entertaining. Because you were going to say Evander Kane is good for the game. And he is good for the game. As long as he has fixed himself, because that's what, you know, people will care about. And for him, you just hope for himself that he's getting better than some of the mistakes that he's made previously. If he has, he's fantastic for the game.
But he's a real good player that competes. Like, it's not like he's taking shit. It's not like he's James Harden when he goes on the ice, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he is definitely a guy that has had his problems and they're well documented.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to go through all that type of stuff. But when he gets on the ice, like, it's not like he's James Harden or Ben Simmons. It's not like he mails it in. The guy competes. Asked about Milan Lucic. We welcome him on the ice whenever he is. Like, this kind of stuff is great, right? Now, in the end, look, he has to be better. He looked bad on the third goal. Everyone looked bad on the third goal.
Yeah.
So he's got to be better. I mean, he's had a pretty good playoff, though. And he also mentioned if they keep going after our top guys, we're going to go after theirs.
Well, if they're going to go after our top guys, we're going to go after their top guys. I think we didn't do a good enough job of that last game. I think we did a good job of sticking up for one another. I think that's the best way to handle that.
So it's about being proactive, maybe not waiting for them to lean on your guys?
I think so.
Makes you want to stay up a little bit, right? I mean, 10:30 isn't exactly ideal on a Friday night.
I'm not missing
when it's 25 above, but
no, you're not missing game two after it's a 9-6 game one in the Battle of Alberta. No, I'm not missing it.
I appreciate I'm a little bit different. You know, with the old Joseph call. It's the save of the series.
He's around the net trying to come out.
Damn right he did, Bob.
Curtis Joseph.
By the way, did
and
you
we're
see?
Still in overtime.
I looked at this list the other day. Bob Cole, who I think most would admit, I get some people don't like it here. You know, he probably needed to do a little bit more homework on the Ottawa Senators in his later years. But in his day, I mean, he was the best.
The best.
And there is a list of top 10 Bob Cole calls, and two were from that game. Two. Marchand and the Joseph save.
Who's going to be Joseph? Or who will get one for Edmonton? They're going to try here, rushing the center and down the wing. It is Marchand! Scores! Marchand scores! And the Edmonton Oilers are going to move on. The Dallas Stars have been eliminated.
Full flight, great cadence, right with the play. It's a perfect call. It's a perfect call.
Yeah.
On a game 7 overtime winner.
Anyways, I digress.
Okay, so let's get back though.
Beyond my Edmontonism, I mean, I think for a lot of people, right? If this was a lot of other games at 10:30, they're saying no chance. But there's probably going to be a lot of people that change their plans and say, you know what? I got to see this game.
Mm-hmm.
First game was 9-6. There's a little bit of bad blood. There might be more bad blood.
Okay, so speaking of bad blood, we didn't really talk about the fact that Matt Tkachuk did chirp Evander Kane quite clearly about his money problems. And
yeah.
Fair game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what was said back the other way, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's only one side, for sure. But you're still responsible for your own side.
Like,
right?
If I was Evander Kane, I'd be saying, you're one of the only guys in the league that their teammates dislike more than me. That's what I'd be saying. Like, that's tough to do. That's tough to do when the guys over there don't even like you. Like, that's what I'd be saying. Like, people don't like me. I get that. But you're on a very short list of people that their teammates dislike you more than they dislike me. Like, I'd be all over them about that. All over them.
But
that,
is it,
that's
is
the
it
angle
fair,
that I
is
would
it
take.
Fair, though, to go personal life in these spots on the ice? I think that's the bigger question, right? Like, it's well documented, and we all know what Evander Kane's been through, so it's not like it's a private thing.
Like I said, I don't know what was said the other way.
Does it matter?
Well, I think if one guy's going down one road, it's probably over the line. Probably over the line. It's probably not the most someone has gone over the line, I can assure you of that.
No, I agree. I'm just wondering in this circumstance if it's where it is on the line. That's all. Because we don't live in an age now where we used to, where you could go and play and say things to guys that would never be picked up, never be heard. Used to happen all the time, all the time. But now with 840 cameras there and if you say something, people are going to see that you're doing that.
Tell you what, don't turtle, right? If they're going to go at each other, don't turtle tonight. You better back that up. That's the way I look at it,
mm-hmm.
from my standpoint.
That's very fair.
And he's, you can say what you will about Evander Kane, right? There's some flaws there. We all get that. But look at Evander Kane's dance card, because I looked at it the other night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Ryan Reeves and Eric Goodbranson, and he's not ducking anybody. This isn't David Backes, okay? He's not ducking anybody.
David Backes.
No, I'm just throwing that in there.
I know why you're throwing it in there. And for me,
well, no, that was the guy that he did not have those guys on his dance card. He loved to fight guys that are smaller than him. But if you're Matthew Tkachuk and you're saying those things, you better be willing to back it up a little bit.
I think that's fair. Darcy Tucker was another guy, like, way back. Why I disliked them so much, because he just never backed it up when he did things. And Matthew Tkachuk is that guy. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's a different style in 2022.
It is a different style.
For sure. But he is that guy that he doesn't back up some of the things that he does on the ice. And you can't say that. And it's trying not to be like a Ottawa bias because we love Brady so much. But
Brady backs it up.
That's what I mean. I don't think you can say that about Brady.
No one can say Brady's a rat. Brady just plays hard. People don't like playing against him, but he plays hard and he's respected.
Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been in any big games to get to that next level where Matthew Tkachuk has. That's some of the difference there, right? Like, good or bad, we don't know what Brady Tkachuk is going to do in bigger moments because we haven't seen any bigger moments. You're hoping to see bigger moments to see what Brady Tkachuk is going to do. Matthew Tkachuk has had some. How do we like Brady in Calgary and Budweiser and doing all the things he's doing?
Yeah, I don't care.
It seems to bother some people. I don't know why.
I don't think it bothers. Does it bother anyone in Ottawa?
Yeah, I don't think in Ottawa.
So there you go, right? There you go. There's your answer. There's a lot of things.
I've seen someone say that it bothered him and then backpedal. And, well, I didn't technically say that it bothered me and... Right. A lot of backpedaling.
Just pointing it out. And,
a lot of backpedaling.
In the end, here's what I know. What is Brady Tkachuk? Like, if he's out there doing all that stuff and you're getting 57 games out of 82, then maybe I'm saying, you know what? Maybe dial it back a little bit and give me 82 out of 82. But you know what we get out of Brady Tkachuk?
82.
We get 82 out of 82.
Yep.
And you know what else we get out of Brady Tkachuk in the community. He gets it. He gets it in terms of dealing with fans. He gets it with so.
And he drags his team along.
If you think I'm going to get on here and complain about a guy having a little fun.
Supporting his brother with his family.
Yep.
Does all the right things. He's allowed to have a little bit of fun. It's different than a lot of people would handle. But you know what? He does everything here the right way. So good for him. Live a little bit. He's a young guy. Last couple of years have been tough on a lot of people, on everybody. Live a little bit. And he's going to come here next year. And you know what we're going to get from Brady Tkachuk? We're going to get 82 out of 82. He's not going to take a night off. He's going to continue to be great in the community. No issues with it whatsoever.
Back with more of The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Leaver Sage, AJ Jack, Quebec, Matt Connors, Vita. Don't have that much time, AJ, but we always have time to talk a little CFL.
Yeah, a little shout-out to Natea Jay, who's working the Argos broadcasts on our brother station, TSN 1050. Mm-hmm. It's what we do in the TSN family. Share some love when they break a good story. And Tavon Smith, signing with the Ottawa Redblacks. Canadian receiver out of the University of Iowa. Spent 2 years with Edmonton, 2019 and 2021. Obviously, there was no 2020 season. Pretty good numbers, especially in 2019 when he had 55 catches for 632 yards and 6 touchdowns, and then followed it up in the shortened season in 13 games with 27 receptions for 324 yards on a very bad Elks team. So, yeah, an early cut from Edmonton. Not really sure why, but Chris Jones, he's kind of the guy that doesn't mind sending a little bit of a message to people in the room. And Sean Burke has brought him to the Ottawa Redblacks, so it's another Canadian receiver. And certainly they've got some good ones with Nate Behar and Shaq Johnson, Levi Noel. You add in Tavon Smith. This is a player that I think it was surprising to a lot of people that he was cut, and you knew there would be some interest in his services, so seems like a pretty good move from an Ottawa standpoint.
Yeah, you wonder how they convinced them they'd get enough time here with all the receivers that are here. But you can never have enough.
Competition, right, is good.
Yep, you can never have enough, and especially the Canadians.
Also in Edmonton, it sounds like.
Sounds like the same story over and over and over again.
Taylor Cornelius is getting the majority of the reps.
Okay, well, that's not the story. Who isn't getting the reps, AJ?
Nick Arbuckle.
From Calgary to Ottawa to Toronto to Edmonton. This is. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but he's not out there performing on the field and being quiet. I think you can say that, right? Like, how is it that he was going to be the next thing to come into the CFL behind Bo Levi Mitchell and coming out of Calgary? Everyone wanted their hands on Nick Arbuckle. Well, he came in and out of Ottawa without playing a down. He goes into Toronto, and he really couldn't beat out McLeod Bethel Thompson when it mattered most. And now he's going to Edmonton, and he's not beating out Taylor Cornelius?
Well, and here's the interesting part for me of this. It's not even that Cornelius is getting the reps, but here's what Farhan Lalji had to say about this on Twitter earlier. While Cornelius has been getting almost all of the QB1 reps at Elks camp, a seasoned observer tells me Nick has been the most prepared, most poised, most accurate, and best decision maker in camp. He is far and away the most in control in and out of the huddle. It's not close. And then Calgary reporter Will Nault, who's pretty knowledgeable about, you know, the CFL in Calgary, so obviously would have dealt with Nick Arbuckle quite a bit there, tweets right at him and says, too bad the coaching staff hates him for whatever reason. So obviously that message already seems to have gone from him to people in Calgary, right?
But at some point, you got to just perform on the field.
Well, at some point, you kind of wonder what the deal is.
Yeah.
What the deal is in terms of, look, my guess is, like, they screwed up big time last year, right? And the coach has to, when I say they, I mean the Red Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach has to take a lot of responsibility for that in terms of bringing in Matt Nichols.
Yep.
But obviously something was telling these guys that they didn't think he was ready for prime time. And I don't think it was what they saw in film. I think it was maybe what they experienced on a day-to-day basis. And now he was world is welcome here before he even played a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he's wearing out his welcome at Edmonton already. Unless Will Nault is talking out of his rear end, and I don't think he's that type of reporter or broadcaster, it certainly feels like he's wearing his welcome out there also. And it's too bad. But, I mean, how many more spots are there?
Don't make me pick Chris Jones, okay? If I'm picking sides, don't make me pick Chris Jones.
You love villains. You love the fact that he's back in the league.
Oh, you know what, AJ, to be honest with you, watching the Elks suffer the way they did last year was just incredible to me, especially with who was in charge. That was awesome. And then I thought, well, it can't get any better than that, right? Well, maybe it did. Maybe it did. Matt, you got some news for us before we go to break.
Yeah, not good news. Again, a few weeks ago, Chris Stapleton had to postpone his Ottawa show at the last minute because of COVID in the band. Well, Brett Kissel, who was scheduled to perform at TD Place tonight here in Ottawa, has just had to cancel all of his long weekend shows in Ontario. He's got a voice issue. Said, I've been singing since I was a kid, and never once have I not been able to perform a show. I am personally devastated, but when my main instrument, my voice, quits on me, I need to do everything I can to get it back. I don't take this decision lightly, and I'm so sorry to all the fans who plan their long weekend to be with me at one or all of these shows. Showtime will be back, and I can't wait to see you in Ottawa, Toronto, and London very soon. Mm. So if you had tickets for Brett Kissel tonight at TD Place, unfortunately, the show has been postponed.
That sucks. I can tell you that a new date for Chris Stapleton, I'm just trying to be positive here on a Friday, September 9th.
Oh.
He's back at the CTC.
No Red Blacks game that night?
I don't care. I mean, I didn't look yet.
By the way, I'm only saying this to Maddie.
It better not be.
You'll find this out later this week. You'll find out later this week, but...
The week's over in 58 minutes.
Yeah. next week, you're back. But Maddie, between now and when you're returning from wedding and honeymoon and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I will be attending Slipknot in Cypress Hill.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Next Sunday.
And
outstanding.
Matt, even as outstanding as now finding out the Red Blacks play September...
The next afternoon.
10th at 2 o'clock.
So you can't go too hard at Chris Stapleton because that'll be 12:30 countdown to kickoff with Lever Sage. Oh.
Corrected yourself there. Nice.
On September 10th.
Countdown to kickoff.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I'll be ready for both.
That's love it.
Fantastic. Sorry about the Brett Kissel news for everyone that was
going
to their concert. And I'm sure Brett is devastated. Back with the final hour to sail into your long weekend here on The Drive on TSN 1200.